Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this 6th day of November, 2025. And lately, he's been kind of spunky, if you've been listening to him. Our producer, none other than Little Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
All right. I'm not spunky. I'm way past spunky. Spunky left me a long time ago.
Spunky can be good.
Well, I'd rather be spunky than punky. Right. All righty. Anyhow, and with that, He sits there. He casts a big shadow on a sunny day. The elder, Barkley.
Good evening. Our God reigns.
Already, I mean, right in the middle. Right in the middle. You have there. You go. The studio marm, Miss Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And the minister to those that have often been forgotten. You know, the folks that they put us old people in the nursing homes and just often leave us there. They're not forgotten because you have Richard Lewis and men like him.
They welcome, everybody.
And they take the gospel to where it's needed, to whether it's in the hospitals and the nursing homes. And praise the good Lord for that. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And so, and with all that, you know, we often, whenever we go to a place and they give an exceptional service, I'd like to give them a shout out and let folks know. And today we stopped at a place in Valley City called Knott's Family Diner. And when we came in there, the service was exceptional. And the food was exceptional. It was really good. And very friendly people. They act like they'd known us for a long, long time. And so we came in and I told them, you know what? You have been so exceptional. I'm going to give you a free shout over the radio tonight, coast to coast. And that's the Knott's Family Diner at 6699 Center Road in Valley City, Ohio. And their phone number, folks, is 330-483-2008. And if you want to go to a place where the service is great and food was really good.
Okay, yes.
Fantastic.
That's the place. And you might say, well, what were you doing out there in Valley City? Well, today we went out to Valley City and I preached Steve Tunder's funeral today. It was a beautiful day. The weather was perfect. And Steve would have loved it. And he had all his family and friends there. And it was just, and everybody gave a little eulogy, you know, talked about things that Steve, because we've known Steve for such a long time. He had one of those unique personalities. Okay, he could be contentious at times, but he always had a smile, and he always treated people with respect.
Yes. Good. Praise the Lord.
And that was who we referred to him as, C.S. Thunder. Okay, mm-hmm. He used to always be on with us, along with a guy named Gary. There used to be LG Lightning, so we had C.S. Thunder and LG Lightning coming on. We're going to start tonight in Romans chapter 1. And, Randy, if you would read verses 24 through 28.
All right. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it, them.
You know, you just mentioned a number of the characteristics and attributes of those that today seem pretty prevalent in public school system with these public school teachers who talk about killing people and shooting people.
Exactly.
And they want to teach children, right? Okay. Oh, it looks like Dr. Peter Glidden has joined us. Hey, Peter, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Best day of my life so far.
Okay.
I'm spunky.
Kind of wish you were here. I tell you, I had, for some strange reason, my neck all of a sudden, I did something to it, but it got so sore I could barely move it. And I kind of have a cold pax on it right now. It's a little better. But boy, it was a strange day today, Peter. Another one of those kind of supernatural, strange things that happened today before I had to go preach. And I was trying to set up my GPS, and 8 different times, as soon as I would get to the point where I could put it in, I got interrupted. People called and broke. I mean, right in a row. It was unbelievable. It was like like if you try to teach people to practice this to get it down right like that, you couldn't do it.
I know. It's crazy when things like that happen.
Yeah, well, it seems like those things happen to us. And then check this out. So, and then, you know, today when we went left to come to the radio station here, I get in the car, and guess what? It's been the GPS was programmed the location of the radio station in there. You know, how'd that happen? You know, very strange things are happening. Very strange. But anyhow, with all of that, we're going to read that. We got some articles. Richard, go ahead and start off with your article there.
Sure. This is an article. It says a New Jersey governor candidate, Mickey Sherrill, parents can't opt out. She says parents cannot opt out
of LGBT brainwashing for kids.
She's not the candidate now. She's the governor, and she wants to push in Virginia. She wants to push LGBTQ on all the children in the public school system in Virginia.
Yeah, and the article goes on. It says, after the Democrats in the U.S. Senate demanded the Republican Party reach into taxpayers' pockets for $1.5 trillion for benefits for illegal aliens, Obamacare subsidized the leftist propaganda machines, the GOP declines the Democrats sent the government into a now record Schumer shutdown. But she goes on encouraging that, but then the article goes on that she further demands taxpayers give the money to the abortion cartel's leading player, Planned Parenthood, for the destruction of the unborn. She insists the necessity of reproductive health care. It seems Sherelle also is out to touch the Supreme Court precedents, so she's going against that is because she says parents should have no right to opt their children about the offensive LGBT lessons that violate their religious faith.
Right. The Democrats don't think, they hate kids. They hate children, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they hate the Word of God. They hate God. And this whole idea about parents, they want the state to raise the children to make good little communists.
Well, it's a shame a lot of those people, their parents didn't believe in abortion.
Yeah, I know.
We wouldn't have to deal with them then.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
Yeah.
Randy, you got an article there that kind of deals with the same thing.
Yeah, it says a school district that lost sex ed fight at Supreme Court caught still pushing trans ideologies. A school district that lost at the U.S. Supreme Court when it demanded it had the right to push deviant sex ideologies such as transgenderism onto children without their parents' permission still is imposing its lessons on the young and impressionable, according to a report. It is the Federalist that confirmed that schools in Montgomery County, Maryland, continue to push leftist agendas. It now is forcing children as young as 12 to decipher numerous gender ideology terms in a vocabulary lesson without parental knowledge, permission, or the ability to opt out, the report said. WND had reported when the Supreme Court decided Muhammad versus Taylor ruling that schools are not allowed to force their own religious beliefs onto young children through mandatory lessons and a ban on opt-outs because that infringes on the religious rights of the parents. The case came out of Montgomery County, where school officials adopted the mandatory LGBT indoctrination for children as young as 3 years old. Originally, schools offered an opt-out for parents who didn't want the school's religious ideologies taught to their children. But the school district faced a flood of demands from parents. Soon decided to force all children into the lessons. A commentary after the decision at the Federalist noted the dissenters were Sonia Sotomayor, Alina Keegan, and Katanji Jackson, who famously established her place in history by telling her Senate confirmation hearing she was unable to define a woman. The majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito sided with the parents, saying a government burdens the religious exercise of parents when it requires them to submit their children to instruction that poses a very real threat of undermining the religious beliefs and practices that the parents wish to instill. And a government cannot condition the benefit of free public education on parents' acceptance of such instruction.
Some years ago, Richard, I know you remember, and Randy, you might remember, the Sam Shepard, Marilyn Shepard murder case.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I was deposed. I was actually 7 years old. I was at the same age as Shepard's kid when Marilyn was murdered. But they called me in and they deposed me, okay? And the reason they deposed me was because years later, I'm the pastor of Richard Eberlein and Jack Fisher and O.B. Henderson. And they tried to pin that murder on Richard Eberlein, okay? And make a long, long story short, Jack Fisher was Sam Shepard's cellmate for 10 years. So he told him everything. And Jack had told me that Sam had admitted that he killed his wife on more than one occasion. But anyhow, because of this, Richard Eberlein, there was a lawyer named Terry Gilbert. And this is what Richard told me before they killed him. Richard told me that they're going to, if they can get me to sign a confession in here, he was in the hospital down at the Orient. If they can get me to sign a confession in here that this lawyer, Terry Gilbert, had promised to let these two men, these two other inmates that were in there, that he would get them out of prison. He would get them out if they would get to get Richard Eberlein to sign a confession. Well, Richard was an elderly man, and he was, you know, bedfast. And they came in, and they threatened him. They beat him with canes, and they urinated on him, okay? Then they killed him. They killed him. I had called and warned the warden. I says, you better look into this right away. The next thing I know, I get a call a couple of days later. The warden is home. He's got COVID. And said, I'm sorry to tell you this, Pastor, but I wasn't there. I couldn't do anything about it and this and that. But they killed Richard. And so I went to Bill Mason, who was the prosecutor here in Cleveland, and I told Mason. And then he contacted me later on and said, you're right, they did. They killed him. And I said, what are you going to do about it? He said, I'm not going to do anything because it's out of my jurisdiction. I can't. He said, but it's the jurisdiction of Columbus. But the point was that happens a lot more often than people think, you know, to win a case. And what happened here, there's the cellmate of Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate. He got offered a similar deal, but none other than taking away little Lisa.
Okay. A stunning new report charges that Maureen Comey, a former federal prosecutor and daughter of the infamous ex-FBI chief James Comey, now under indictment for lying to Congress, once promised convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein that he would walk away from pending charges if he would implicate President Donald Trump in crimes. It happened during Trump's first term when Maureen Comey still was a federal prosecutor for the Department of Justice, a job she no longer holds. Her father, of course, was one of the schemers behind the Democrats' years-long lawfare against President Trump, with roles in various cases created by Democrats to bring down the Republican candidate then president. A report from the New York Post explained that testimonies from Nicholas Tartaglione, an ex-cop who was a cellmate with Epstein for a time. He was awaiting trial where he eventually was convicted in a murder case. Tartaglione, 57, alleges Epstein told him that prosecutors had offered to give him a deal if he, quote, snitch on Trump, the report charged. The conversations apparently happened at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan, where both men were held for a time. Quote, prosecutors told Epstein that if he said President Trump was involved with Epstein's crimes, he would walk free. In a petition to be pardoned, Tartaglione charges in a pardon application filed in July and obtained by the Post. The filing continues. Epstein told me that lead prosecutor Maureen Comey said that he didn't have to prove anything as long as President Trump's people could not disprove it. According to Maureen Comey, the FBI were her people, not his, meaning President Trump's. There's no specificity on what, quote, crimes that Tartaglione would cite against Trump. At the time of his death, Epstein was charged with sex trafficking and conspiracy, but was also suspected in a laundry of list of other crimes, from financial misdealing to money laundering and blackmail. Comey, who acted as lead prosecutor in Tartaglione's case, was fired by the Justice Department in July, the report said. The report also notes that Tartaglione said Epstein told him Trump was, quote, not involved in Epstein's crimes.
There you go. Surprise, 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 right? And that happens right.
And nobody goes to jail.
Yeah, that happens so often. But this time, you see, what happened was they kept those emails in the burn bags, and they hid the burn bags, and I don't know why they didn't destroy the emails, but right now the White Hats have got all of those emails, and now here, you know, and the more Trump finds out, Trump's not going to let him get away with this, especially now after more evidence came out. 470 conservative organizations and radio programs like this one have been under investigation by the FBI, but check that out. 8 Republican U.S. senators, and those on the Intelligence Committee, everyone on the Intelligence Committee, they had all of their emails read. They had their phone calls tapped.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're angry.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to finally see some arrests being made.
I hope so. There's been talk about it since before Trump got in.
Well, yeah, it's. I think you're finally going to see it this time. And so, with that, we're going to turn it over to Dr. Peter Glidden. And Peter, what's happening in your world?
Well, chipping away at the rock of human suffering. Not anything extra special. We just get up every day and help people to the best of our ability. I would like to give people a little insight into how this works. And if you don't mind, we can talk about your neck pain, and I'll be able to tell you what to take to get on the other side of it. If you can give me 10 minutes, would that work? Maybe even 5?
I'd give you 10 days to get rid of this neck pain.
Okay. All right, very good. So where in the neck anatomically do you feel the pain?
On the left side, and it's right just above the shoulders, and it goes right from under my jaw all the way around on the left side to the right side. But mostly the sharpest pain is right there, you know, where your carotid artery would be if you stick your finger in there.
Yep. So does the pain start in the jaw and move around into the back of the neck?
No, it's in the back of the neck. It's down there, and it goes up, you know, right up to where your hairline starts.
Yeah.
But and it almost feels like, you know, like it's along that artery along on the left and your neck there on the left side.
Well, what's it have to do with the jaw? How is the jaw involved?
Jaw's all right. It doesn't bother the jaw.
Okay. So it's mostly on the left side of the neck, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it feel like? Is it sharp? Is it dull? Is it ripping? Is it tearing? Is it burning? Is it icy cold?
It was real hot. I mean, really hot to the touch. But I went and I told Lisa we took some paper towels and wet them, put them in the freezer, and froze them, because I mean, when I talk about hot, this thing was hot. And I've been having those on here, and it's been helping. It's, you know, as far as it's probably cut the pain almost in half.
Okay, very good. So if I was to hold my hand
a millimeter above the skin of your neck, would I feel heat coming off of it?
Let me see.
I mean, was that the sensation, or was it an internal sensation of heat, or was it radiating heat?
No, radiating heat. Radiating heat, yeah. You could feel it. You'd touch it. It was hot.
Was the skin discolored in that area or not?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't think so.
A little bit.
It was?
A little bit red. Not like... So...
Okay, what would make the pain worse and what would make the pain better? A cold application would make it better. Would anything make it worse, like moving your head or touching it or eating or drinking or sitting or standing or walking,
no,
anything at all?
No, turning, moving my head, turning to the right or turning, you know, and especially trying to look up, you know, trying to look up especially caused more pain, sharp pain.
Okay, very good. Hold on. And the cold application made it feel better?
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
Okay. When did it begin?
It began on the way over here to the radio station tonight. As soon as we left the church, I went to turn my head just to look both ways, and boy, I tell you, it hurt. I don't know what happened. I mean, it's just...
All of a sudden, out of the blue.
Right.
Since it's been a problem, has anything else come along for the ride?
Just Lisa.
Oh.
That's funny. Are you nauseous, or do you have a headache, or are you lightheaded, or anything else? Or
no, none of those. Uh-uh.
Okay, very good.
But, you know, also, just to tell you this, right directly in the back... In the back of my head, you know, from the neck all the way right up to the hairline, it's a good, I wouldn't say a sharp pain, but like a dull pain.
Is that right? Is this an old friend, or is this a return of an old symptom, or is this a brand new thing you've never had it before?
No, I've had it before, maybe once every couple of years or something.
Yeah, and typically, do you remember how long it lasts or what the deal is with it?
Yeah, it usually lasts about a day or so.
Yeah.
I get home, and my wife gives me the ice packs. I put the ice packs on, and yeah. I got to kind of just sit still. It's kind of working like they do now. In fact, I was just going to send Lisa in to get another one.
I'll get it.
Okay, you got something to write with?
Yeah, I write all the time.
All right. So you want to go to Amazon.com, unless there's a health food store. Is there a vitamin shop or a health food store near you?
Oh, yeah, we have a bunch of them.
All right. So at the health food store, you want to pick up a homeopathic medicine. First, I'll say it, and then I'll spell it. It's called Calcarea Carbonica. You spell that C like Charlie. A like Apple, L like Larry, C like Charlie, A like Apple, R like Roger, E like Echo, A like Apple, Calcarea, second word Carbonica, C-A-R, B like Baby, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, I-C-A, Calcarea Carbonica, in the 30C potency, C like Charlie. This is going to be dispensed in a small tube about the size of your pinky finger, and the tube's going to be about 80 little white medicated pellets. Maybe it'll cost you $10. You want to take 3 pellets orally, pop the little white pellets on your tongue, rub them against the roof of your mouth until they're dissolved. 3 pellets orally every 3 hours until the pain abates and then stops. If after stopping the head pain comes back, the neck pain comes back, you start taking it again, stopping when the pain goes away, kind of the same way you would take a cough medicine, right? Taking the medicine when the pain is present, stop, or when the cough is present, stopping when it goes away. That's how I think that's going to fix it in a heartbeat. There is another medicine that is kind of tied for as an indication here. It's called Belladonna. And you spell that just like it sounds, B like Baby, E, LLA, D like David, ONNA, Belladonna. If you take the calcarea for four doses of the calcarea and there's no change at all, like zero, like it's not any better at all, then you take the Belladonna, switch to the Belladonna. One of these two will fix it. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be the calcarea carbonica. Okay?
Okay, very good. I'll try it.
All right.
So very good.
It's an interesting thing to think about, and nobody thinks about it like this because nobody's been taught this. But there is a curative law of medicine. It's a natural law. I mean, it's a law like, you know, gravity or like electromagnetics or physics. It exists whether you believe in it or not. And the law is called the law of similars. The law of similars is curative. And the way that the law of similars is activated is by paying attention to the language of the symptoms. So, for instance, if you had neck pain that felt hot, it was a burning hot pain, heat radiating off of the area, but it was worse from a cold application and better from a hot application, you would need a different medicine in order to recover your health, in order to get on the other side of it. So the details, if it was on the right side of your neck, you would need a different medicine than if it was predominantly on the left side of the neck, and so forth and so on. So the details of the symptoms hold the key to the cure of the problem. And this is regardless of the pathophysiology. It's regardless of what it was that caused it. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. The law of similars hinges exclusively upon the language of the symptoms that your body is generating. And when we pay attention to the language of the symptoms, we're able to discover a curative medicine. And that's how homeopathy works. It's the most scientific type of medicine on planet Earth right now. It's the most proven type of medicine on planet Earth right now. And it is curative.
Then why is it I've never heard of that before?
Well, yeah, so you can thank Big Pharma for that.
Yeah, I can thank Big Pharma for a lot of things.
We've been under the jackbooted heel of a medical monopoly since 1915.
I have some good news, though. Let me tell you. The last time you were here on the radio program, yeah, I literally had to get up with my face no more than a foot away from the computer screen to be able to read the callers coming in. I had last Friday, I had the cataracts removed. And, boy, I'm going to tell you what a wonderful, wonderful thing it is to see again.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, I'm sitting way back over here now, and I can see that screen as clear as can be.
You got to love it. It's really, really great. I'm happy for you. How was the surgery? Pretty easy, and you breezed through it, or were there complications?
Oh, no, I didn't have it. It took longer than normal. The doctor was telling me that, check this out. The head surgeon that I talked to, this guy has been around a while. In 1957, he was in the Army. And that goes to show you how old he was, okay? But anyhow, he told me the type of cataract I had was not one that usually came with people my age. It was one that it usually appeared on younger people. It comes on real quick and on younger people. And it was, I guess, thicker, the surgeon that removed it. She was a really sharp lady. She kept saying, quite a cataract, quite a... She talked to me during the entire... thing. But it usually, they say, usually takes about 10 minutes to remove one of those, and it took her almost 30 minutes because it wasn't the normal type of cataract.
So are you currently, or did you just stop any post-surgery medication?
I'm just taking eye drops, that's all.
Okay, so when you get home tonight, you want to look to see if torticollis, T-O-R-T-I-C-O-L-I-S, which is fancy schmancy doctor talk for neck pain and neck stiffness, is a side effect of the med. Because there's a saying in medicine that when you hear hoofbeats, you think about horses before you think about zebras, which means when you see a symptom complex, you think about the most common things that cause it before you start thinking about weird things that cause it.
So you know, you might have a point there because in order to to put those eye drops in, I got to put my head back, and boy, well, it almost kills me when I try that.
Yeah. So, whenever we get a sudden onset of a brand new symptom, the first thing to consider is, well, what have I been doing differently in my life? And, well, you've been taking the eye drops. And so it's possible that this is a known side effect of that medicine. But nonetheless, the homeopathic medicine should help you to get on the other side of it pretty quickly.
Very good. Very good. In case I don't get – it goes away before I get the medicine. I'll get the medicine anyhow and have it on hand for the next time. And I wrote everything
I think it
you
would
said
be a
down.
Good, I think that medicine itself would be a good medicine for you. And so I would, as an experiment, I would take two pellets morning and evening every day for 5 days and see if you notice a difference. Your mood, your energy, your appetite, your sleep, your general aches and pains, anything. See if there's a brightening up of your symptoms.
Two a day for 5 days. Okay.
Yeah, see if you feel a noticeable difference.
All right, very good.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy to help.
Well, you've done a lot of that. I get a lot of folks call me and hear quite often more and more letters. They're talking about how you've helped them. We get a lot of them. Thank you for having Dr. Glidden on your program. He's helped me tremendously, so... Are you ready to?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Take
I'm ready.
On the callers. We're going to open the phone lines then at 888.
Well, do any of your co-hosts have any direct questions for me? I mean, let's help the people who help you. Is anybody in the studio have any questions?
They don't know very much.
I do have a question.
Except for Styles, who's spunky.
This is Pastor Lewis, Dr. Glidden.
Yes, sir.
I've had some trouble with my left hand. My right thumb just started hurting tremendously, and like when I got dressed, I could to tuck in my shirt and that. All of a sudden, my right thumb was giving me tremendous pain. It just hurt like it was inside or something, almost like I ripped a tendon or something like that.
Where in the anatomy of the thumb was the pain?
The pain was about the third joint in the hand.
Was it in the ball of the thumb, or was the pain in the hand itself?
No,
the back side
of the ball.
The back side of the ball where the thumb joins the hand?
Yes, the top of the wrist.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. What was the quality of the pain?
Very severe, where it
sharp, was it dull? Was it aching?
It was sharp.
Was it burning? It was a sharp pain?
Sharp pain. And I could hardly move the thumb and it just caused me great pain. But what has happened, I kind of put up with that and then I tried wrapping it at night, with a ACE bandage. But then it seems like it's moved down my wrist, and now it's more the thumb I can move better, but it seems to be down maybe an inch or so more into my wrist, and that hasn't gone away for weeks now.
Has anything happened to your digestion at the same time? You have a problem with heartburn?
No.
Okay, and what makes the pain feel better and what makes it feel worse?
What it makes it feel better is if I keep it wrapped. I have a wristband on that helps so that that I can move my hand and function pretty well with it. But At night, I try to take it off just to relieve it and see if it maybe it will heal because that's not on there.
So if the thumb moves around, like if you, you know, were to, do you keep it wrapped to keep it immobile?
No, no, just to give it some relief. And the wrapping, the thumb I can move pretty well now, but like I said, the pain has moved down further in my wrist. So now the pain is more right at the wrist joint, just above the thumb.
Yeah, yeah. And so what will aggravate the pain during the day? Sitting, standing, walking, writing, using the hand, not using the hand. What aggravates it?
The pain seems to be there all the time, and nothing seems to necessarily aggravate it. I'll do some typing on the computer. I type quite a bit, and that doesn't seem to affect it at all.
What, does anything take the edge off of the pain? Like a cold application, a warm application, massaging it, anything?
Massaging it a little bit, yes. And for the most part, the only thing that gives me the relief is if I have it wrapped with a wristband or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Okay, very good. So you got something to write with?
Sure.
Did you injure it?
I can't think of anything I did to injure it.
Yeah. And have you had this before?
No.
All right. That's very interesting. In the 24 hours of the day, what's the best time of the day for you?
Probably during the daytime.
From when to when?
Oh, probably from 8 in the morning till 6 at night.
Well, what's the worst time of the day for you?
Probably when I try to go to sleep.
Is it easy or hard to go to sleep, generally speaking?
I'm always careful with the wrist, and sometimes I wake up because it's in the wrong position and starts hurting.
And when you wake up in the middle of the night, is it always the same time?
I wouldn't say so, no.
And what is it that wakes you?
Probably the discomfort in the wrist.
Okay. So in the 24 hours of the day, the discomfort in the wrist is worse in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. And it's the right wrist?
It's the left wrist.
It's the left wrist. Okay, I've got three funny questions for you. You're going to wonder, what the heck is he asking me these things for? But I'm going to ask you anyway, okay?
Okay.
All right. How do you feel about tight clothing around your throat, like a turtleneck or a scarf or a buttoned-up shirt? How do you feel about that? Love it, hate it, take it or leave it?
I can take it or leave it. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. Is there anything in the animal kingdom that you're really, like, creeped out by?
No.
Dogs, cats, mice, rats, snakes, spiders, anything flips your switch or not?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, very good. And are you the jealous type? Is jealousy something that you have to, like, work to overcome? You don't know why you feel that way, but you do or not?
No.
That's me.
That's you. I knew it was you,
Pastor. Yeah. No, I don't feel that.
Okay, so there's a medicine that you should try. First I'll say it, and then I'll spell it. It's called Aruda Graviolans. It's R like Roger, U like Utah, T like Thomas, A like Apple. Second word, G like Godfrey, R like Roger, A like Apple, V like Victor, E like Echo, O like Oscar, L like Larry, E like Echo, N like Nancy, S like Sierra, Ruta Graviolans. You should be able to get that at a health food store. It's a homeopathic medicine. Get it in the 30C potency, C like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Take two pellets three times a day for 5 days.
Two pellets three times a day?
Yeah, for 5 days. Now, if before day five, there's a remarkable positive improvement, you stop taking it and you let it ride.
Okay.
All right. if before day five it becomes aggravated while you're taking the medicine, you stop taking it, you wait until the aggravation passes, and then you resume taking it, but once a day. And usually with situations like this, if there is an aggravation from the homeopathic medicine, once the aggravation passes, the pain passes with it. So it's kind of like a healing aggravation.
Okay.
But nonetheless, we'll see if this flips the switch, and best of luck.
Okay. Thank you for that advice. Yeah, I'll try it. This has been aggravating for a while here, so.
Yeah, pain's no fun, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anybody else? Or are we going to the phone?
Yeah. I think we'll go to the phones, and who do we have first there?
Dionisio.
Let's go to Dionisio in New York.
Hi, how you doing? I had a herniated disc in 2004.
Yeah.
I got somewhere like the third disc from the bottom.
Yeah.
Anything for that?
Well, I mean, that was 21 years ago. How do you feel?
Not great, but I had three herniated discs. Two of them got healed, but the last one is still could be a hard time.
What's the nature of the hard time?
Meaning it's painful. I can't sit down too long. I have trouble standing up too long.
What makes it feel better? What makes it feel worse?
Lying down makes it feel better.
Lying down on your back or on your side or on your stomach?
On my side, it just doesn't make the best. If it's really painful, I can't sit back. I can't lie down on my back. I have to lie down on my side for relief.
Either side, left or right?
On my right.
Okay, very good. That's interesting, isn't it? Don't you think? That's interesting. What part of your back is it? Is it your upper back, between your shoulders, at the middle of your back? Is it your lower back?
At the lower back. On the middle of the back, I got a hole there that's not quite so big. When the nerve passes, rubs against it, it hurts. But it doesn't feel that much. It's once in a blue moon. I use glucomine with MSS, and that usually helps.
Yeah.
And I won't have it for a while.
Do you have high blood pressure?
But yes.
Do you have heartburn?
Yes.
Okay. So all of these. Yeah. Okay, very good. So all of these things are like different arms of the same octopus, right? So the high blood pressure, the heartburn, the herniated discs, they're all caused by the same thing. And that thing is chronic mineral deficiencies with an emphasis of calcium and magnesium. It's kind of like if your car runs out of oil, the engine will seize up. Nothing wrong with the engine, just ran out of oil. You know, if the tires don't have enough air in them, they'll roll off the rim. Nothing wrong with the tire, just didn't have enough air in it. So when your body runs out of essential nutrients, things start to break. And there's a pattern of breakage depending on which nutrients the body runs out of. So do you have something to write with?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to call this number, 888. 818-618-1796.
1796. Okay.
You tell them you want one healthy foundation pack. It's called a healthy foundation pack.
Healthy.
Healthy Foundation, FOUNDATION, Healthy Foundation Pack. They'll know what you mean.
Okay.
And one extra bottle of liquid calcium.
One liquid of what?
One extra bottle of liquid calcium.
I spell calcium.
C like Charlie, A like Apple, L like Larry, yeah. C like Charlie, I like India, U like Utah, M like Mary.
Okay.
All right. Now, they'll tell you how to take it, which is important. And also, you want to start using salt liberally on your food, because the leading cause of heartburn is a deficiency in salt. Salt is a very, very, very important nutrient for the body. It has nothing to do with high blood pressure. That's a medical myth which has persisted for decades. They proved in Harvard that it has nothing to do with it. And you need salt in order to have healthy stomach acid. So you need to start salting your food so that it tastes good. Don't be afraid of salt. And you want to take the stuff, you know, these supplements. And if you do that for 4 weeks, I'm going to bet you notice a great deal of relief. Okay?
Any kind of salt or sea salt or ionized salt? Which one?
All righty. Well, thanks, Dinozio. Let's go on to the next caller. All right, there's strange things on the board. I don't know what's happening up here on the board, but I'm getting funny faces at me.
We're having a little bit of issue in New York right now with the signal.
Okay. We're having a problem. It's coming out of the New York station right now, so.
Well, that's because of their new mayor.
Right.
Right, yes.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, they want to moderate Muslim, democratic socialist Mam Dani reveals that he wants to invoke, one of the first things he wants to do is invoke Sharia law. This is, you know, and 83% of the young women that voted, 83% across the board, voted for the communists, and they voted for the Muslims. So I hope he makes that Sharia law, makes all those young women wear those headbags.
Yeah.
They should. They deserve to wear those headbags. Yeah. Nowadays, for those...
That's why they want to control the education of the kids.
Yeah.
The little kids. Wasn't it Rockefeller or somebody that said, if you give me 7 years, the first 7 years of someone's life, I can change the way that they think.
Oh, yeah. Was the Rockefeller...
First 7 years are really important in sociological development. And if you can, you know, socialize a child along to think a particular way in the first 7 years of their life, then it's really difficult to change that later on in life.
Yeah, you know, it was Rockefeller that also boasted about starting the feminist movement. Now, yeah. And the idea was to break up the families and to use them for leverage.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all right. I'm going to give those phone numbers out. It seems like all of these calls were coming in from New York for some reason. And now we're having a major problem. So I'm going to give the phone numbers out. You folks in other parts of this country, please call from New York, 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. And we're going to be going to a break here in just a minute. But just think about that. You know, these women, you know, why in the world is that here the young men voted across the board for the conservatives? And the women, again, that takes you back to the Bible, where the Bible says the enemy attacks women in the area of discernment. Boy, if that's not proof of that, I don't know what would be, okay?
Yeah, that's prophetic, isn't it?
Yeah. And with those young women, those Democratic women, once they get the headbags on, you watch them go down to the beach, and that's all that they'll have covered is their heads, right? That's the way they are. All right, we're coming up to a break here, and then the whole board's lighting up. I'm hoping we can... 876... We have a countdown. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Downy Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.